Pope Francis released his 184-page papal encyclical to the world just a few days ago. The letter from the Pope to all the bishops of the Roman Catholic Church comes as a relief to environmentalists around the globe, as it named climate matters the most urgent and critical issues of our time. In it, Pope Francis appeals for a new dialogue about how we are shaping the future of our planet. Bishop Michael Bransfield, leader of the Catholic community in West Virginia, spoke about messages he took away from the historic document. Bishop Bransfield appealed to his community just before the papal encyclical was released, asking that they take the time to fully read the document. In its wake, Bransfield says the fundamental message he carries away from Pope Francis is one about how we treat our common home.
I think what he sees is a throwaway society, and where a lot of things, plastics and other things that are, it could be disposed of better, that are not, or not necessary, too much disregard for the ecology and all. And so I think everybody knows that's true. And how do you begin this dialogue? He wants it on a religious term, that this is God's creation. It's extremely beautiful, but it's not just here for us. It's here for everyone, all the animals, all the environment. And so he wants us to respect the use of God's earth, the use of God's world, and to treat it the beautiful way it should be treated, and to end up with it as beautiful as God gave it to us, if that's possible.
It's a tough and touchy conversation to have in West Virginia, given the reliance on extractive fossil fuel industries like coal and gas. Pope Francis says there's a clear and urgent need to step away from fossil fuels.
Right after that in his pastoral, he says, where it is economically feasible. It's not economically feasible right now in West Virginia.
More specifically, Pope Francis says, quote, we know that technology based on the use of highly polluting fossil fuels, especially coal, but also oil and to a lesser degree gas, needs to be progressively replaced without delay. Until greater progress is made in developing widely accessible sources of renewable energy, it is legitimate to choose the lesser of two evils or to find short-term solutions. But the international community has still not reached adequate agreements about the responsibility for paying the costs of this energy transition, close quote.
We are also responsible for the economic conditions that our people live in.
Bransfield is concerned with economic challenges, especially tangible in rural West Virginia, where lack of economic opportunity, he says, is leading to a wide swath of disparities.
When you don't have the money to maintain your lifestyle, the family sometimes falls apart. So the structure that should be protecting them, the family, a lot of times falls apart. So when the family falls apart, the culture falls apart.
Bransfield says innovative economic solutions for residents is what will drive a healthier future.
You know, I used to like the slogan, West Virginia is open for business. I mean, it's wild and wonderful, but it's open for business. I think the government, as it does try to stress also the elimination of fossil fuels, it should be trying to help West Virginia economically by bringing in other industries or helping with their infrastructure. There are other ways to compensate for the loss that's already occurred in the coal industry, and I don't see that compensation.
Bransfield says the Catholic Diocese of Wheeling-Charleston, as well as other members of the West Virginia Council of Churches, are interested in having dialogue with leaders and innovators. He expects it will take a long time yet, but he says he and the Catholic Church look forward to working with conscientious lay people to secure the future in the coal fields and for all the people of West Virginia. Bishop Bransfield says the papal encyclical did not provide a blueprint forward, but did provide a framework for discussion so that facts can be analyzed and how moral judgment can be based on available data. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.